Young Sounds of the Shoalhaven, presented by Max Bolden, showcasing Shoalhaven singer-songwriters for Triple UFM.
So welcome along to the Young Sounds of the Shoalhaven podcast. The Young Sounds of the Shoalhaven podcast is presented by myself, Max, and it's been funded via a grant from the New South Wales Community and Justice. It's a fantastic program that we are very excited to present here at Triple U. We have chosen five young artists from the Shoalhaven region who will work with myself and Paul Green to put out a song which will then be released all together as an EP. There'll be five songs all together. And we're following the artists through the whole process. The whole development is being documented. It's really from the very start, from writing and ideas of songs to recording sessions, and then the whole process of following up throughout the process at the start, end, and seeing how they've progressed through the whole thing, and seeing what it's like to develop and write songs in a professional environment. And after that, once that's all finished, we'll then be uploading all five finished songs as a podcast to the Triple U website with information from myself, Paul, and the young artists themselves, which will, as I've mentioned, give you an idea of their development, of writing through the songs, recording process, and how they think they've changed as an artist and what they're looking forward to in the future. So I hope that gives you all a very good idea, and we look forward to some more great music from Shoalhaven artists in the future, and please enjoy. And we will now hear from our first artist with the project. Her name's Taya Larson, and we will hear now her initial interview before she came into the studio to start recording her song. We'll hear her initial thoughts and feelings before she started the project with us. So Taya's 14, she attends Nowra High, and she has played some local shows and has done some recordings previously, but this will be her first time undertaking a project like this, with professional guidance behind her career. Now, she has got very, very exciting career aspirations ahead of her. Very keen to be a big singer, and I'm certain she will be. And we're very lucky to have her on the program, I have to say. So we'll hear from Taya now, and we'll hear, as I said, her initial thoughts and feelings before she started the program with us. You've been sort of singing and writing songs for a while.
I started singing pretty much. My parents got me into like lessons as pretty much as soon as I could talk.
Singing lessons, you mean?
Singing lessons,
right,
yeah.
Right, cool.
And then I've only started writing my own music for the past couple-ish years.
Okay.
Okay,
cool. No, that's all right. So obviously you've done that for all. And this was, I suppose, well, that kind of is a bit of, I won't ask that question. So I'm assuming you like a lot of different music. So who would you say is somebody that influences your music and maybe songwriting? Is there anybody particular or bands or anything? You can move a bit closer to the mic too if you want. I don't mind.
Okay.
If you want. Or you can bring it closer to you. I don't mind. It does move.
I probably shouldn't touch it.
No, that's okay. I can move it a bit closer to you if that's easier.
Okay.
There you go. Is that a bit easier?
Yeah. A lot of people tend to ask me this question and be like, oh, who inspires you? But, like, I listen to, like, heaps of different music, so I feel like it's just a mix of all different people. And, yeah, I wouldn't say it's a particular person or band. It's
sure.
Just everything, I guess.
Okay, that's cool. Because there's not always just that one moment, I can understand, that one singer that really gets you. So what do you think of the music scene in the Shoalhaven? Do you think it's lacking? Do you think it could have more? I don't know. What do you reckon?
I think it's good, but I do think it could have more, like, musical kind of events. It's because there's so many people in, like, our area that are just, like, so talented.
They want to be singers or in bands or whatever. Yeah.
That I think that it would be cool if we had more things to show off, like, the talent that we have in our local area.
Definitely.
Okay, so we're going to hear from Taya now with the original that she brought into the studio before the song was ready to be recorded, and we'll hear how it's changed, obviously, a little bit later. But let's hear the original now.
Just keeping it normal.
Just play it normally. We just hold the G for the intro.
Mm-hmm.
So, 1, 2, 3, 4.
From the outside, looking in, I find you're not doing good. No, you don't want me to know, but I understand. I know it's hard and it feels like the walls are caving. don't have to be strong for me.
Great to hear from Taya there, and we're going to hear from Paul now, who's going to talk us through a little bit of the songwriting process with the artists and what's involved.
So the first part of the process is just to get what I call a sketch of the song. So we get the raw song just with an acoustic guitar and a voice, and we look at the lyrics, look at the arrangements, look at all the parts of the song itself, because before you add anything, it's really important to have that as good as it can be, because it doesn't matter how much you sort of add or play, the song is really what carries it right through. Everything else is kind of like, you know, dressing. But if the song itself doesn't have that sort of get the idea across, keep the listener engaged, I guess, is the main purpose of it. But it also, it's really important for me that it sounds like the artist, that it's not, it sounds like what they want to say, conveying what their thoughts are, not sort of get too much in the way of telling them how to do it. So then after we've put down the initial idea, start to add some things. We record it to a click track, so it's very much in time. So then we can add other instruments to it. So I might, in this case, we started with an electric kick drum. So then when we had this to sort of put the click down to, then we started adding other instruments like the acoustic and electric and bass, and eventually right through to backing vocals. And then the final part is to put the vocals over the top. And it's quite exciting watching that come to life and see it sort of turn into like and the idea that's sort of in someone's head to something that you can fully understand. It's all interpreted for you, like, and it is really seriously like sort of bringing a dream into reality.
So thanks, Paul. And we're going to hear now from the finished song from Taya, which is very exciting. Now, we did also have a follow-up chat, which we will hear right now, and that really outlines the follow-up ideas, thoughts, feelings of the process, the songwriting, and how Taya felt about the song. So we're very much looking forward to hearing that now, but we will hear the finished song straight after this.
It was a very, very good process.
Yeah.
Just, you know, it's something different that sure. I haven't, like, necessarily experienced before. It was, it was really, really good. I definitely want to record some more of my songs because it was just such a great experience the last time.
Yeah.
We did it when we did Cry. It was so great. So I definitely want to do more of them.
I'm Taya Larson, part of the Young Sounds of the Shoalhaven. You're listening to Triple UFM and this is my song, Cry.
Looking in, I find you're not doing good. I know you don't want me to know, but I understand. I know it's hard and it feels like
Just heard from our first artist, Taya Larson, with her song Cry. That was the finished product. We really, really hope you enjoyed, and we're looking forward to presenting more from Taya, obviously, in the near future. The song and the podcast will be available on our website for you to listen to at any time, so certainly stay tuned for that. And we want to say a big thanks to the Department of Community and Justice for giving us the grant to complete this project, as well as our president, Peter Lavelle, for his hard work. And, of course, the listeners and sponsors of Triple U for keeping us on air. And we have got more. We've got four more artists to present on the Young Sounds of the Shoalhaven. So we'll see you on the next podcast, which will be very, very soon. My name's Max Bolden. We'll catch you very, very soon on the next one.